fighting trade unions, key to defending conditions. I've worked in formerly nationalized industries my whole life. When I worked as a bus driver for one of the privatized London bus companies in the early noughties, many of my colleagues were XLT, London Transport. This meant that they kept certain conditions like holiday and sick pay, which were granted to LT employees before privatization in the 1990s. Later I worked for National Express Buses, which used to be another publicly owned company. Here, immediately after privatization, a new pay rate was introduced known as market rate, which was considerably lower than that of established staff. This caused huge anger and resentment, with drivers getting less for doing identical work, and was finally eliminated many years later. However, as in London, new staff are still recruited on lower sick pay, worse travel facilities and a much worse pension scheme. I now work for a private train operator. Thanks to determined struggle by the rail unions, we have retained the final salary pension scheme and other benefits, but the employers are constantly looking for ways to cut costs at the expense of the workforce. The biggest single attack at the moment is against having safety critical guards on trains, notably Southern, which the RMT union is fighting. RMT member